Hello, my friend. I'm a great English speaker. How are you? Today, I want to talk about beliefs. And okay, let's start. Belief is an important part of your managing your psychology. Belief divided two parts. Limiting beliefs and empowering belief. Let's talk about limiting belief first. Limit is something that stops you from getting better, that stops you to improve yourself. Like most of children, most of students have limiting beliefs. AJ calls these beliefs English trauma. Trauma means kind of injury, kind of emotional hurt. All students have emotional hurt, negative and bad experience about English in the past. Maybe true or not true, but these are beliefs. When you ask students about English, they all says English is difficult. We're not good at English. English is so boring. But these are beliefs. We can change it. I have a question. Why small children and baby can speak your mother tongue, not different Japanese, Spanish, English, Persian, not different. But why they can speak? Because they learn effortlessly. They don't have limiting belief. They speak, sing, play, learn quickly and enjoy it. But we develop limiting belief our head. These are beliefs can hurt us, can hurt your motivation, stops us. Now you ask me how we control it. I'll tell you. First of all, you have to getting strong belief. Empowering belief. For example, you can choose your incantation. That's something that's worth you say it again and again and again. For example, my incantation is I'm a great English speaker. Before I listen and play the lesson, I say in front of the mirror, I say I'm a great English speaker. Before I speak, I say, I'm a great English speaker. You can choose your that word. Just you have to, before you start listening, you can say it out loud and write empowering belief. Write it and use it. Every day, every moment. For example, I love English. English is so easy. English can be fun and effortless. I promise it worked. Okay, thank you for listening and take care, have fun.